Surveys done by morons show that alcohol is the best way to start the day. Therefore, head to the stupid store and order your Rad Bloody Mary mix now at radradio.com.
We got this email from Matthew. A couple things. He's writing about the Rad TV rollouts of all the new shows and series. Today at 11 a.m., we will drop the behind-the-scenes producer's studio tour. Where Kyle and Brandon were toured their respective areas in the producer's studios.
Sweet.
Secondly, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I already know the answer to Matthew's question. He's writing about another behind-the-scenes video that's up. Everybody's giving tours of their offices and our studio space and such around the Williams Broadcasting Arena here. And Matthew says, Brandon, I watched your tour of your quote-unquote office.
Yeah, the storage facility.
Yeah. Oh, it's become... You mentioned that you had CDs, kids, Google it, of segments and other things the Rad Show did and or couldn't get away with. Would it be possible to throw those up on the membership site and create a new section called The Dark Side of Rad? And make them stream-only, non-downloadable? I would love to hear those. I like the last part where he's trying to think. He missed the boat on it. He's trying to think of a way to get around the cancel culture thing.
Yeah. No way to do that. Yeah, honestly, even if you put like safeguards, you put non-downloadable, stream-only, there's still somebody who could be sitting next to you recording.
Yep.
Off of the device that you're listening to and could post it and get us canceled for whatever the but the CDs and things that I was showing off in my storage unit were actually like bodily function noises or they were like gags or bits that we would play on like a special like holidays, which had celebrities saying things that are not us, but like other celebrities saying things that are they don't age well. There it is. Mm-hmm. They don't age well.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Insensitive.
And that's the thing about cancel culture. I don't go around being afraid of it, but you don't have to invite it.
Exactly.
You have to welcome it in. And there aren't things that when we were doing them, society was fine with.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them through the rearview mirror. If it's 2024, you go, oh, yeah, that wouldn't play now. But it was fun then, or it was funny then. And so that's all it is. And yes, there's also, no joke, there's bodily function noises we used to be able to just play on the air. FCC won't let us. Thanks, Janet Jackson, your dumb boob.
Maybe when you're long and dead, it can go up in the Rad Museum.
Well, see, I joke.
And they can't cancel you. You're dead.
I joke, but the storage unit that I have is actually it's a place for all the gatherings, for all the equipment, all the stuff that we have had over the years for said museum.
Well, the problem now is we're at cancel culture where we are now. 5, 10, 20 years from now, they will cancel entire families, entire lineages. You were related to this guy.
No Rad Museum.
Nope.
Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Our next Radder Day show is not this Saturday, dummies. It's the following Saturday. May 18th, we'll do a live Saturday morning show from 6 to 9. Yay. We are posting brand new episodes of Series Is almost on the daily, all the behind-the-scenes tours. A very awful-sounding new episode of The Hen House is scheduled for tomorrow. We'll explain when we get there.
The sound quality is fine.
We have the return of the podcast, and more is on the way at Rad TV.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. What I want. Make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in rough jar of change.
Call 18 to Win Rob's Change. Hello, Rick.
Good morning, Rad.
Morning.
All right, you're going to be the 19th guest. You've had 18 clues. If you have figured out the correct answer, you win that amount of money. What is your number?
All right, let's go with $194.43.
$194.43, an excellent, legitimate clue. We had a moron call after our 9:30 guest, or maybe he emailed, I think so. No, he was a caller. He was, I remember that.
We had a moron caller, but then I feel like we had a good guesser.
I had to meander him. No, yes.
I'm getting ahead of you, sorry.
We had a moron caller who was responding to the totally legitimate guest at 9:30, thinking it wasn't legitimate because he doesn't understand pure English.
There it is. I should have let you finish.
Thus I know. And I know that as well. Thus I know that Rick's guess of $194.43 is legitimate.
You lose.
Oh, man.
However, no, Rick is also going to kill himself, like Shannon from the other day. $194.43 is too low. The correct answer is higher than $194.43. Your next chance to win is this morning at 9:30.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.